Well, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How was your drive into work today?
A little white knuckled.
Yeah.
In honor of the white roads.
Yeah, there was a bit of snow cover in the city for sure.
Ugh.
I will say, I think we got the best case scenario in the fact that we didn't have a bunch of freezing rain beforehand.
Yeah.
So it's all just kind of, I describe this snow as styrofoam. Where it's just, you know, kind of just all flaky and it's not too bad.
I like looking at the positives of this. That's a good point. Yeah. The only thing that could go away is the wind.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be so bad,
and
but
they're gusting to like 60K today, so that is going to be a problem.
But no, fair point. We don't have freezing rain.
Yeah, it's not a curling rink underneath,
no.
So that's good. Hey, Sarah, what do we got in our Country Music Insider today?
The CMA Awards just announced their list of presenters for tomorrow night's award show.
Nice.
They include Carly Pierce, Jordan Davis, Little Big Town, Clint Black, Dustin Lynch, Nate Smith, Mitchell Tenpenny, Olympic gymnast Simone Biles.
Nice.
Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman. And then actors Jeff Bridges, Don Johnson, and Billy Bob Thornton.
That sounds like it's going to be fun.
That's a solid core people.
No kidding.
People
absolutely.
Of presenters.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw just scored his 30th career number one this week with One Bad Habit.
Mm.
Tim is now just 3 chart-topping hits behind Kenny Chesney for the most among active artists.
Wow.
Carrie Underwood has a Hulu special coming out in January that's going to take an in-depth look at her residency concerts in Las Vegas. And it's actually going to give fans a chance to experience one of her full-length Vegas shows.
Nice.
And Beyonce has been announced as the halftime performer for the NFL's Christmas Day game.
Yeah.
Between Baltimore and Houston. And this is going to be the first live performance of songs from her country album.
There you
go. Which came out this summer.
There you go. Yeah. We were talking about it earlier this month that, you know, she should have just done the whole country thing and went out on tour.
Right.
With her country music stuff. So that's why.
Maybe this will kickstart it.
Maybe this kickstarts it. Hey, what better way than Christmas Day for some football to kick off your country music tour? But there you go. That is our Country Music Insider this morning.